across the universe. Happiness is a transcendental goat made musical. Going to talk to you about Across the Universe today. I'm really excited about it. It was released in 2007, directed by Julie Taymor, written by her as well, with Dick Clement and Ian LaFrenée. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Starring Evan Rachel Wood, Jim Sturgess, Joe Anderson, a slew of other people in the cast that are fantastic and amazing. It's a drama. There's some historical elements. It's a musical. And it's really hard to describe it in terms of genre without getting more into it. So let's get into it. Trippy, inspiring, lovely, awesome. And when I say awesome, I mean it in the true meaning of the word, that it is like awe-inspiring. Beautiful, and I'll expound on that later, the kind of beauty that it is. Original. I think it's the first time I've ever used that adjective in a movie review or in a review of any kind. It's fun, it's contrasting, heartfelt, powerful, and curious. I don't think that's the right word, but that's what we're going with. So, give you a quick summary, and then we'll kind of go back to the intro, go back to the adjectives. Basically, it's a story of boy meets girl, except they're from across the world, hence the name Across the Universe. That's one of the reasons why. It's set in the 1960s. The Vietnam War is very present in the movie. Politics of the time are very present in the movie. However, I would not call it a political movie at all. And I don't think you have to know a lot about or enjoy politics in order to enjoy the film. But more about that. Deals with love, loss, how to cope with things, especially in such turbulent times. As the 60s, not just in America, but in other areas of the world as well. I think it's implicitly expressing the power and unifying nature of music is a huge part of it. And a massive part of this movie that I haven't brought up yet is that it is all set to Beatles songs. They have taken the original compositions of the Beatles. I don't even remember how many songs are featured, like 30 maybe, or I don't remember. 34 is maybe what I read, maybe it was 24, but it's a lot. Between 24 and 34, to be safe, there you go. A lot of Beatles songs, and they have their own interpretation of those songs, and they are fantastic and wonderful. That's basically the plot. It's just really magical. I mentioned that it's trippy. There are elements of the movie that involve psychedelic drug use, and they have a lot of amazing visual effects. The transitions in this film are fantastic. I can't think of another film that I've seen that has such amazing transitions from one scene to the next, not just in like the trippy moments. But it's just beautifully done, so artistically done. I mentioned that it is lovely and beautiful, and I guess the awesome part kind of goes with that trippy part as well, and the transitions and the photography and filmmaking and everything else. But the lovely and beautiful and heartfelt, I guess all at the same time, is that it's not a sweet story in a very stereotypical way. Because there is so much conflict, which you need. You need a problem. You need conflict to have any story of any kind. But this film has so much beauty in that conflict resolution, as well as just like it moves. And it doesn't feel incredibly fast-paced, but it moves along without getting stuck too much in the sorrow or getting stuck too much in the tension. It definitely gives you enough of a taste of it. It is there, it is present, it is strong, but we find ways to move forward. And I mentioned it being curious, that's not the right word, but it isn't curious, but it incites curiosity in me. I was very happy watching the film this second time. I've only seen the movie twice, and I'll get to that in a second. I was also very aroused, and what I want to clarify is artistically, creatively, musically, sonically, the spirit of humanness as an artist. It was just so arousing on an artistic level. The reimagining of these Beatles songs and putting them into a context of this film. And a lot of these songs were written in that time anyway. So they already were in the correct context, but creating the story, weaving this whole story together and tying it with these Beatles songs was beautiful. Again, very heartfelt as well. I mentioned it being very contrasting and I think more so than a lot of other movies. There is that push and pull and there is that tension, but it's all done in this beautiful lens. Like the beauty of the visuals and the music just go hand in hand. So even in moments of like pure joy and happiness, but also pure sorrow, like when they're singing Let It Be, some of the songs, again, they're so simple, but so beautiful. And the way they're inserted into the film, forget about it. I don't know why I said that. I'll never say that again. But it was really good, very powerful. I watched this movie very shortly after it came out in 2007. And I was not impressed. It was long and boring. I also watched it with a partner at that time, and I wasn't too interested in them anymore at that time. I also had really no interest in the Beatles other than like two songs. And since then, I still have not really delved into the catalog the way that I actually want to, but that takes time and effort. It's something that I just haven't put in to that yet. But I appreciate the Beatles on a much higher level than I did back then in like 2007. And I appreciate art and live and breathe that more so than I did back then too, and understand myself and the world through the lens of an artist, whereas back then I did not. And tastes change. So I really, really enjoyed this film. I will tell you, if you are a person who partakes of cannabis and it does positive things for you, because for some people it doesn't, one of the things for me is that when I partake of the sweet leaf, I can enjoy music on such a higher level, music that I already enjoy. It doesn't make bad music sound good, or music that is not my taste sound any better or more palatable to me, but music that I already enjoy, it elevates it so much. And this second viewing, I was under the influence of cannabis in a beautiful way, and had a wonderful time, and sharing that with my partner as well. And it was a really unifying experience. It was just beautiful. It was just a beautiful experience. I want to watch it again sometime within the next year, because it was fantastic and really fun, and opened my eyes up more to just like, I need to listen to more Beatles. So, I was going to get back to the intro, Happiness Is, and that's a reference to Happiness Is a Warm Gun. But A Transcendental Goat Made Musical. If you don't know Transcendental Goat Meme, you should look it up. The thumbnail will probably have, I haven't made it yet, will probably have a reference to that. But Transcendental Goat Meme, it's just like pure, I don't even know what word to use. Because it's not, it is just transcendence from the universe. It is not just joy or happiness. But if you've ever been cutting wrapping paper and the scissors just glide, that's Transcendental Goat Meme. Or if you're under the influence of cannabis enjoying one of the most beautiful songs in the world, that would be Transcendental Goat Meme. Again, I would say that if you are a Beatles fan, you will enjoy it. You have to. If you are a fan of art and creativity and artsy movies that are also like blockbuster movies, you should enjoy it. Great storytelling, it appears here, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. If you, you know, and it's a musical, as well. It's a musical through and through, and it's just fantastic. I can't say more good things about it. Importance and function. I think it delivers history of the time in a way that is incredibly palatable, and in such a way, and is so entertaining while it delivers this, that you might not even know that you are being fed this story that does rely on a non-fictional backdrop of history. And that made me appreciate it as well, because there's so much in there, but it's packed in, like all the love and grief and sexuality and race and political stuff, and just like all of this is happening, and it's so cohesive. It doesn't feel fragmented at all. It feels so natural, so beautiful. I can't use that word enough. I think that it arouses the senses and calls to the human spirit. Top shelf. Absolutely top shelf film. Again, amazing creative license in what they did with these songs. The score was just fantastic. Visuals were fantastic. Everything was phenomenal. I can't think of anything that wasn't. It is so good that it just made me, you know, create different categories for things like transitions. I don't think I've ever thought about that before, the transitions in a film, in a way of when I'm reviewing, that it's something to note. But it's fantastic. So, that's it. That's it. Across the Universe. Watch it.